Welcome back to Cairo Nights. On the line right now is Tim Robinson, who's from the Office of Public Affairs for the Seattle Schools System. Thank you so much, Tim, for coming on the show. I really do appreciate it. I know that it's got to be kind of weird for you to get a phone call from a radio guy out of nowhere that's like, hey, come on my show and talk to me about vaccination rates amongst teachers. So I really do appreciate your time, and I really do appreciate you coming on.
Sure, no problem. Happy to help out, and I know it's something that's really interesting to a lot of folks because it's very topical.
Yeah, it is topical, and also I think that for many people, they just kind of want to know, like, and this is my experience working in the news aspect of this, many mm-hmm. people are very curious about the nuts and bolts of the numbers. They're very curious about how many people are vaccinated, how many people are not vaccinated, what's going on. Just as an example, we just had on our one of our correspondents on this issue, Hannah Scott, and we were just going through the numbers, basically. How many officers from SPD, how many people from the fire department, how many people at the local level. Tomorrow we're going to go over people at the state level. And one of the things that I've tried to avoid is pulling too much of a narrative from the data. I've really tried to avoid editorializing or making a vast narrative over the vaccination rates from our public employees, because I feel like that's... I feel like it's unfair for me to do for my audience. It feels like I'm almost doing them a disservice. So you sent us a release. Do you want to go over the details with the vaccine mandate response, all the data that you have pulled from the teachers?
Well, sure. Yeah. I guess the headline is it's fantastic news. So Seattle Public Schools, you know, we have, let's say, around 12,000-13,000 employees, but that's when you add in the hourly and the seasonal folks who, you know, in many respects, some of them not impacted by this. It's our regular full-time employees that we're talking about here, and that number is 7,283, which is a large number. So the headline is good news, 99% vaccination rate for Seattle Public Schools. Most people, and it's understandable, parents, families, want to know, what about my teacher? What about the person who teaches my student? So they are over 99% vaccination rate. And, you know, again, these numbers are finalized today because today is the day that the vaccination mandate that the governor put down is due. And so we are reporting these numbers to the Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction and just letting them know that overall, Seattle Public Schools has a 99% vaccination rate. Our teachers, they're over 99% compliance. 100% of our principals are compliant. 99% of our management staff is compliant. So it's just really good news is what I would call it. And there are a handful of employees who are underway in getting their vaccinations. They may have gotten their first and they're needing to get their second. So they are on leave. They're taking leave in order to complete their vaccination process in the coming days. So there's that. And then finally, as you know, people can seek an exemption either on religious grounds or medical grounds. And of that, Seattle Public Schools gave 205 employees exemptions for either medical or religious. So that's kind of the overview of where we're standing with vaccination rates.
Yeah, and I find it amazing because a lot of the people that I have been talking to, I want to say over this last 3 weeks, you know, people send my show emails and they're very, I'm going to be very delicate here, but they're very intense about their feelings around the vaccine mandate. So, and I can't always verify it. I can't always clarify it, but I'll get emails from people that say, Jack Stein, I'm a employee of so-and-so and such, and I will never be put in a position where I have to get the vaccine. And just from what I've seen today, I see pretty much across the board, whether it's SPD or the fire department, or even now from the data that you've pulled, teachers, most people, by and large, pretty compliant, right? And I would, I don't know if you have this information. Was there a tremendous amount of pushback from people within the school districts? Was there a tremendous amount of upheaval, or was it just kind of business as usual, go along to get along type behavior?
Well, I think you'll have to just take that final number, that 99%, to answer that, that no, they're not pushed back. Now, that right. said, you know, in the beginning, there may have been questions. There may have been, you know, folks articulating some of that passion here and there. There was certainly concern about, you know, unions saying, well, wait a minute, I'm a member of a union. You know, are we going to have to? And other folks saying, well, I don't even work for the district, but, you know, I drive a bus or I'm a regular volunteer in the school. Do we have to? So early on, there were expressions that, you know, could have been taken as pushback a little bit. But it was more, I think, not pushback, but it was just raising some legitimate, great questions, saying, hold on, where are we with this? And those were worked out. You know, the district worked with the Seattle Education Association, the teachers union, on this type of thing. And so, you know, we're very careful about it, very deliberate about it. And I think the thing is, you know, the big overview, overarching answer to your question is that we live in a county, you know, in a city and in an area of a state that has a really high vaccination rate. So I think that what we've experienced at Seattle Public Schools certainly just falls right along in line with the way that this community approaches vaccinations.
Yeah, I would agree with you, and I find it really just fascinating that almost everybody that I know has been vaccinated. I've been vaccinated, and to your point about, you know, people having questions, when I initially heard about, you know, the COVID-19 vaccines, I was that guy, and it's kind of stereotypical, but I was that guy where I was thinking, well, I'm 33. At the time I was 33. And I said, I don't need to go out and get the vaccine. And I was very hesitant about it. And I had questions as well. And I go and I complain to my doctor friend, Dr. Z, who's a regular on my show. And I said, Dr. Z, I don't want to get the vaccine. And we talked about it. You know, he just talked to me about it like I was a regular guy and we were friends and he was my doctor and he explained to me all the ins and outs of it. And I made the decision to go out and get the J&J vaccine because I felt like that was best for me. And my at least this is a sense that I get from the community, at least in like King County, is that most people pretty much did the same thing. Is it most people said, like, you know, it's not this big life or death thing for me. I refuse to get the vaccine. That was not the case, even though there were maybe some more outliers out there who felt that way. The majority of people, by and large, I think, and I think to your point, like all the numbers bear this out. Majority of people, by and large, I think, came to that same conclusion. And I have mm-hmm. to say kind of to editorialize this a little bit and to kind of personalize it. I'm really quite proud to live in a community where people decided to make that choice. And conversely, you know, if people didn't want to make that choice, that's fine for them as well. I don't want to say that it's like, absolutely someone's like a moral imperative to get it. But I find it, and this is one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on, I think it's a positive indicator, despite the way that people might feel about the mandates and this, despite the way that people might feel about Jenny Durkin or Jay Inslee or whatever it is. I think it just goes to show how many people out there were saying, you know what, I'm going to make an informed medical decision for me and for my family. And I'm really quite proud to live in a community that had that response to it. So, Tim Robinson, thank you so much for coming on and breaking down the numbers for us. I really do appreciate it. Tim Robinson is the media relations specialist for Seattle Public Schools. And again, we appreciate you coming on and breaking it down for us.
Sure. Yeah, sure, Jack. Happy to help out.
All right.